Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for having me on. This is always a great opportunity to speak with you guys. On the House floor that day, counting the Electoral College votes and sitting in front of Vice President Pence and Speaker Pelosi, when Arizona was objected to, the House went into 2 hours of debate. And during that time, I went down to our Sergeant-at-Arms office and I saw the first areas being breached. And that's that was a problem that I went up and talked to Kevin McCarthy about. And then I went onto the House floor as our leadership and the Democrat leadership were being taken off the floor by their security details. And we were on the floor together, hundreds of us. And not too long after that, we were hearing banging on the doors of the house that we were locked into. And eventually we were evacuated out one door and down some stairs into the tunnels to a safe place. While we were evacuating out, we could hear the pounding and the screaming. And I had carried down one of my colleagues, me and a Capitol police officer, because he's getting cancer treatments right now and could not walk fast enough down the stairs. And luckily, by the grace of God, there's a wheelchair down on the first floor, and we got him in that and over to the safe spot. About 5 hours later, I went back to the House floor, and I went back to the first and second floor of the Capitol. Tear gas residue all over, packages all over the house for gas masks they told us to take out of the packages. But what will haunt me the most is the Capitol police officers who were just exhausted sitting in the rotunda in Statuary Hall, and all I could do was walk up and say thank you and give a big hug to the ones that I know the best.
Man, I mean, you've experienced this multiple times now, being on the baseball field along with Steve Scalise a few years ago, where there was a targeted attack on you know, Republicans playing baseball on a field. This is a bit of a different circumstance, but you said what haunts you. Were you in fear for your life at this moment?
Yeah, absolutely. And you've seen evidence since then that many of these rioters, who are not patriots, I mean, these people are criminals. They came in with zip ties. They came in with weapons. They beat up our Capitol Police. They killed a member of the Capitol Police. They're not heroes to anyone, regardless of whether or not who you think they support. And they frankly make President Trump's supporters. They make all of us who wanted him to win be cast in a terrible shadow. They were American citizens who tried to overtake an American government. And what do you think that showed our foreign adversaries? That just makes me nauseous, and all of them should be, everyone who walked into the Capitol that day and knowingly broke federal law should be a convicted felon the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I mean, watching it take place and seeing the thousands of people who were there to attend, you know, a rally in support of Donald Trump, listening to the words that he said, and then this event takes place, It's never all or nothing. There are very good people who were attending that rally who weren't anywhere near the Capitol building when this took place. But this type of behavior, this criminal, dangerous, violent behavior by these rioters has made it difficult once again to align yourself with, you know, the policies that President Trump has supported, that he's successfully accomplished during his 4 years in office. And it seems as though I'm getting a lot of sadness from people who listen to my show, people who feel kind of hopeless right now, because, you know, their support for this president hasn't waned, but they also absolutely don't condone what took place at the Capitol building. But there doesn't seem, it seems as though that nuance of being able to separate those two things is too complicated for people to speak out right now. I'd imagine a lot of your supporters, a lot of the people who voted for you also voted for Donald Trump. What's your message to these conservative Republican people who are feeling a little bit lost and homeless right now?
It's not difficult. It's not difficult to talk about this because, number one, the president lost the election. What Rudy Giuliani and the clown car of Trump's legal team were selling was wrong. It was misinformation. They were 0 for 60 in the courts. The president did not win the election. And you can't just create a narrative that the president then touted via press conference without any legal backing. And that's why I voted to certify the Electoral College vote. I fulfilled my duty under the 12th Amendment of the Constitution. Now, conversely, what the Democrats are doing with impeachment, they rushed it through, and it is a process that, you know, has now given rise to the far left thinking that somehow the president's going to be impeached. No, he's going to leave office because of January 20th and a presidential inauguration of the person who beat him, Joe Biden. But what really irks me, and you were talking about it when you guys couldn't hear me talking right before, you were talking about the hypocrisy of rhetoric and rhetoric being blamed. You know, I got shot at on a baseball field because people like Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders stood up and said, Republicans are killing people with their policies. This guy screamed health care while he was firing at us. This rhetoric does not mean that you take away personal responsibility. And every person who walked into that Capitol had responsibility of the crimes that they committed, just like the gunman would have if he would have survived that day. And that is the thing that irks me. You cannot have a double standard on rioting, looting, and violence. If you condemn the riots in this summer and the violence there and are okay with what happened on January 6th, you are no better than the people you called hypocrites just a few months ago, and vice versa. Yeah. Accountability matters.
It does absolutely go both ways. We stopped, paused, and listened to Steve Scalise speaking yesterday. It was important for me, and I think for a lot of our listeners, to hear his take on what got us to the moment yesterday where impeachment was being voted on for the second time. You know, you're talking about accountability. You're talking about it going both ways. I'm asking you, Congressman, how does that happen? I mean, I want it to happen, and I know that you do too, but I'm struggling right now seeing the road that leads us to that point.
It's going to take people who actually quit. It's going to take the majority of Americans who aren't on that far end of the political spectrum, who don't look at politics of either side as their religion. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take people willing to work together across the aisle to get things done again and get back to truth. But we got a 24-hour news cycle that just wants to traffic in whatever narrative they want. I just did an interview with CNN, and it was all, why can't you hold Trump accountable? Why can't you? There's no way what Nancy Pelosi said was equal to what Trump's done. Well, Donald Trump, we found out after the fact, one of the reasons why the Capitol Police were at a much less security posture was because the FBI Norfolk office, who got a tip about many violent protesters coming, didn't relay that tip to the former Capitol Police chief or the former sergeant at arms so that they would have known violent protesters were coming. I got a briefing the day before where they thought it was going to be a First Amendment demonstration, and they'd mentioned they were monitoring security issues but felt their posture was more than adequate. So how did Donald Trump inspire them that morning when the intelligence had already said they were already on their way days before? So it's frustrating because the things that we saw go wrong on 9/11 went wrong in the day before that event, and I want to get to the bottom of it because it's now my job to make sure nothing like that ever happens again in our nation's capital, and that is my duty.
Yeah, and we're very glad that you were there to do that, and your voice on this issue is important to my show, to me specifically, and I know to our listeners. If I can shift real quick before I let you go on some state news, you are the 13th district representative in the U.S. Congress right now for the state of Illinois. And, you know, we have Mike Madigan, no longer the speaker. We have a massive social justice police reform bill that has passed the House and the Senate, and Governor Pritzker will still have the opportunity to veto it. I can't really imagine a scenario where that happens, but I guess there's hope. Illinois is looking down the pike at some very, very drastically progressive issues here. And also, we just found out today that there is a representative out of Downers Grove that has introduced a bill to eliminate school resource officers, police officers from school premises. It's getting further and further to the left. And I'm curious, Congressman Davis, what your reaction is to this news and what hope you can give Illinois that there might be a bright spot in the future.
Well, first of all, I don't know who this state rep is from Downers Grove, but I will be happy to have that person talk with Max Schachter, a friend of mine who lost his son down at Parkland in Florida not too long ago. And they had school resource officers that, if they would have done their job, would have saved lives, but he ran. We need brave school resource officers, just like the brave Capitol Police that did so much to save us a week ago and did so much to save all of us on the baseball field not too long ago. It's crazy ideas like that that just don't make sense, Annie. And frankly, I'm glad Mike Madigan's gone. Democrats are going to try and enact crazy policies, and that means Republicans are going to win. And hopefully we can get some common sense back into governing. I'm sick and tired of always talking about what the far end of the political spectrum is. I am sick and tired of always answering what someone said on Twitter. Why can't we just talk about the things where we agree? Oh, well, wait, they don't get ratings, so they don't want us on the media. That's why I love local media like yours, local news like yours, because you know what? We can get through issues. Sure, there's a bend in philosophy, but you can have a legitimate conversation.
Yeah, it is so important to have that. Governor Pritzker will be up for re-election here in 2022, and I'm seeing people on both sides of the aisle looking at the lack of solutions and the problems that he's caused for businesses across the state. Do you consider him to be a vulnerable candidate for re-election in 2022?
Well, I fully believe he'll be a one-term governor. He's been a disaster. I've never met anybody more blameless. Well, maybe Nancy Pelosi. But this is a guy who has blamed everybody but himself on every single issue that's gone wrong with the pandemic response, with the economy in Illinois, and with his failed tax amendment where he wanted to push more Illinoisans to move out of state. I mean, this is a guy who attacked me at his own press conference because I had the audacity to actually ask questions of the Illinois Department of Employment Security as to why I'm a victim of unemployment fraud. I mean, this clueless, absolutely clueless. And then using his administration to attack also just shows how clueless some of the people around him are.
I read an article had about, I don't know, a dozen names in it of people who might challenge him. Your name was on that one, Congressman, as a potential challenger in 2022 for J.B. Pritzker. You want to say anything about that?
Oh, that would be a fun race, I can tell you that. But
fair enough.
You know,
we'd be happy to cover
my, Yeah. No, look, my future in Congress is dependent upon the majority, supermajority Democrats and Governor Pritzker in Illinois. I mean, they completely control the redistricting process. And if they make it a fair map, then that's what he promised. Let's see if they do. But if they don't, they just try to be partisan. I mean, we would all look at other opportunities if we feel like we want to continue to serve.
Well, Congressman Davis, we're always grateful to have you here. You weren't with us at the beginning of the segment. We did have your nickel back. We will have it on the way out. As long as you keep coming back, we're happy to serve up the nickel back for you and for the listeners. And we appreciate your testament to what took place last week. It's quite a story. And I think that is, from the inside, is a very, very important story to be telling right now because it's real. Congressman Davis, thank you so much. Great to have you back.
Thanks, Annie. Appreciate everyone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.